Yo, so we back again with the greatest show on earth, Snowfall FX. This is episode 8, Baby Teeth. Holla at your boy.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You ain't feeling it.
Right. You know
I'm
trying to be cool.
I was just trying to see how y'all was going to react. How y'all dance? That's how you dance. That's cute.
No, you gotta do the cute girl sway like that.
Right.
I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that. Speaking of me, my name is Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on all social medias at DearVitz. I'm also on Instagram at Young Camel Toe.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and on Twitter at the LB Playbook.
And I'm Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Hey. So now y'all know about us. Now we're gonna get into the show. The most fire line, I gotta just say it right now. Can we get some bitches to do this? Already did. That was the most fire line. Franklin stepped up finally. Like now he calling shots. He ain't tripping.
He calling shots. Franklin bossed
up. He beating up.
He fought Leon. Like
he got out of hand there.
What?
Leon had a point.
He did have a point.
He had a point. He didn't even fight him.
Yeah, but that's true. He didn't need to fight him. Franklin got, you know, the big head.
And I mean, you gotta support the troops too. Like Leon really out here almost got stabbed. Like buy him some new Converse.
They're
like,
all dirty. Yeah,
he said buy him some new Converse. Right, he got all that money.
Right, right. Like $20. I don't know.
Just hiding away.
Yeah.
The Coke Whites selling.
What did he say?
Coke White.
Well, my new Adidas.
Well, they were Adidas. Coke White Adidas. So you know, he was selling Coke with some Coke Whites on.
They did look fresh.
Yeah.
They definitely were fresh. Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we see the crack rock actually getting distributed through the hood, and
he gave it away first though.
No, that's smart.
That's very smart. Out to people.
That's very smart.
Let the people test the product and then see how good it is. Because
they was ready, like sending attention on the next day.
They were sitting there waiting.
Yeah. They were like when everybody waiting for the food to get ready at the front.
You said y'all ready for breakfast?
Right.
They all just looked up like, "Oh, he here." I got that team.
That was crazy. He knew what was about to happen.
Yeah.
Well, is his name? I want to call him Kevin. That's not his name.
That's Kevin. That's because she be calling him something else.
The soon to be crackhead is
yeah,
Kevin.
Call him something else.
Because I mean, he did take that Kevin. Major hit of the crack.
I was calling him Kenny.
He gonna be lit.
He got super high.
Yeah, immediately off of one hit.
But he was still funny. He was still quick on his toes. Like when a female came up to him trying to ask for a discount, talking about, I can get you free Frosty for life.
That was the next day. It wore off.
I know. No, I get that. What I'm trying to say is, like, he was still about his business. He didn't go, like, let me get another hit today. Because normally when you do one hit, you want another hit.
Yeah, I thought he'd be feeding for another.
Right.
I don't think it's over yet.
It ain't over. Well, like, we still got time for him to be on that. Like, yes. I really believe he is the one. Because he was ready. He was begging for it, basically.
She said, I can get you free Frosties for life, though. He said, what? I can't get this body like this, eating Frosties all day? I might have took that bet. I ain't going to lie. Frosties from Wendy's? I don't know if they were from Wendy's.
Good night.
Or Frosty. They 50 cents. Now, this ain't no commercial, people. I'm just saying. He told her, this ain't no credit union, bitch, and she walked away. That was baller. They had a lot of nice lines in this episode. I mean,
so you like the lines when people being degraded? That's what you're saying.
It's funny. It's hilarious. She's a soon to be crackhead. You could talk to soon to be crackheads like that. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay.
He almost got jumped too. I mean, he didn't get jumped, but Leon.
I'm just real sad to see like all these people lining up to sell their brains to crack.
I know.
Like, because they don't know what it's going to be. Because we see the aftermath of it. You know, how it is in today's age. We see what's going on. We see how people end up, you know, all crazy and stuff. And they don't know. So they just, you know, signing up. They walking up to the line. Like, they getting it. And I'm just so sad because one day that person going to be on the corner. And it's just like, dang.
Yeah, but what about Franklin and his boys on a come up?
No. F your money. Like, they're brains.
So y'all against Franklin and his homies right now?
I want them to win, just not by doing this.
Yeah.
So what should they do?
There's other ways they can make money.
How?
They can start a clothing line or something.
A clothing line in the 1980s?
Young black man. He could go back to school. He didn't
and
even
do
go
what?
To school.
And
to
do
study
what?
Something, and then get a degree, and then get his ass a job.
Just like they all want them Coke white Adidas and whatever.
But you live in 2017.
But he could still do that. It's not like people from the 80s
didn't have real jobs.
Or a college degree.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but from the hood he was from and the people he was around, it's most likely that his network of people wasn't going to lead into like a great job.
It's fair enough, but I think it also comes to a different point where it's like, this is your community and you are drugging your community.
He doesn't know that though.
He knows that. He knows that he's going to
But he doesn't know that they're going to be like on the corner homeless.
He does. What do you mean?
No, he doesn't know
he
that.
He watched Kevin get high. He was all in. He like, oh, this is what that's
But Kevin didn't become homeless immediately.
But that's why he's so excited because he saw what happened to the white lady last episode. He saw how she was tripping. He said, oh my God, this is going to make me so much money. Mm-hmm. So he knows, and that's why he also wants to start in his own community because he wants to deal with his people. So he's fully aware. He's smart enough to know what's going to happen.
Survival of the fittest. I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
It's sad to me.
It's sad.
It's very sad.
It's sad.
Because I know the end, the outcome. People. So it's just like, like, you got all these beautiful black queens walking up to get this crack. Then they going to walk away looking like Holiday Heart.
Not Holiday Heart.
Well, what was her name on there? Wanda.
Damn. The son of a crackhead who tackled Leon, though, when he was holding on to his leg.
Bro.
Like, for some reason, in my mind, I was like, that's probably what Anne Frank looked like when she was holding on to her diary. I'm horrible. I was just thinking that. He was holding that leg.
Not Anne Frank. Now, that's disrespectful.
Holding the diary. I said the diary.
But still.
She was holding it close to her heart. He was holding his leg.
You gonna, hold on. You gonna compare her to a crackhead? Like, she was going through some stuff.
She was holding it. No, I was saying she was holding it close.
You know what?
I said she was holding the diary close.
Right now.
He was holding the leg close.
Snowfall fans, we do not support this message.
Did they not just hold? They was holding their possessions.
No, these are words from young Camel Toe, not to the rest
of the
family. Of course. Let's get back to the crack.
Right. Let's do that. Let's get back to crack. I don't know.
That was funny, though. But, like, then you start to see, like, they're just handing it out. Once it starts to, like, go, it's going to get more and more violent, too.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is just the beginning.
And Jerome gave him that tip-off, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That he's going to be out here. Everybody's going to know who's handing out the crack. And what are you going to tell your mom?
No, that's not the big problem. I mean, what you going to tell the other people who's trying to take your money?
Mm-hmm. That too, yes.
Yeah, because people get jealous.
People don't want your success. Yeah.
Right. And you out here with a big backpack on with everything in your backpack and no gun. Like,
he still has the gun, right?
No.
No, they got rid of that. They lost it.
But to make $100,000 off of a key in your own community?
What do you say, 7 figures in a month?
That's
insane.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for the 1980s.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
No.
I mean, okay, you don't know what was going to happen. You didn't know your whole community was going to be messed up. No. I'm saying 1980s, same mindset as Franklin. You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do it.
Why do you think
would you do it?
His whole community.
Would you sell this crack to your community?
Here's the thing. I'm saying, minus the fact that I know what was going to happen nowadays, like... Like, he doesn't know the aftermath of the crack epidemic. He's the beginning of it. He doesn't know.
But you know it's a drug. You know what happens with drugs.
And you see people get high.
It's not going to be, like, a good ending.
Okay, but at that time, what two drugs is he messing with? Marijuana and straight cocaine, okay? He sees people doing cocaine. They have regular lives. They go about their lives. He sees people buying the weed. They have regular lives. He's never seen a whole community... like scratching a neck waiting for more.
But he saw one white lady in a random Black Panther building that's old talking about stars and doors and stuff.
Walking around barefoot. And
that's what made him excited to start this.
But here's the thing about that. He doesn't know that that was solely off of the crack. She could have been taking other drugs too.
I feel like it's always the biggest one with you.
I think that you're trying to justify what he's doing.
Franklin is smart. He knows exactly what's... Now, I will say, I'm sure he didn't expect it to affect as... like, for it to be as bad as it was, but he knows the effect of this new drug that he is now distributing.
All right. I just think Franklin... I mean, he knows it's going to get people wanting more, but I don't think he knows to the extent that he would make his whole community homeless necessarily by selling it to his community. I think this crackhead scratching and itching, breaking in people's houses, stealing stuff, robbing people so they can get some more crack.
So are you selling bodies for crack? Because at the beginning of the season, you weren't really about Franklin. Has he won you over in a sense? Because you're defending him kind of hardcore right now.
I'm defending him in this show.
Okay.
In real life, are you horrible?
Are you liking him right now?
Yes.
You like where his story development went?
I like his story. I like
Oso's
story.
So you about the money. That's what you want.
Well, I think, too, with Franklin, it's he's grown into this character where he's become more of a boss and more, like, into his own, where he's likable. But just because he's likable doesn't mean you like what he's doing. Right. And I think that's at least where I'm coming from, where it's like, right. I'm not about how he's doing it and what he's doing, but I like him and mm-hmm. I want to see him succeed and help his mom mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But I don't think that what he's doing is the right way of doing that.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
So, I don't know. But he did bring it up to Avi what he was doing. He did mention that, which I thought he wasn't going to show Avi what he was doing with the cocaine.
Yeah, I thought he was going to keep it to himself.
And that's not mm-hmm. smart either.
That wasn't smart. Because
Avi's going to try and get in on this. He's going to want to cut
mm-hmm.
at some
yeah.
point.
Got a new market in the black community.
Right, mm-hmm. right. He going.
Or he might upcharge the coke mm-hmm. that he's selling. Because
Franklin going to get these materials to keep making this crack, though? Because remember, that was in Oakland.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, where is he
about to make this for him?
Well, he's going to find out how it's made.
Yeah, I want
to... Well, he found out how it was made. He got all the ingredients and everything. He just don't have it, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean
he
don't have
it?
He
has money.
Well, yeah, he can go get it. Supplies.
He can go get it? Yeah, baking soda, water. What else you need?
They had eggs. Did they have eggs?
You trying to make pancakes? Well, you know you're gonna be making those drugs. I ain't taking nothing from you.
They got ice cream.
Hey, you want to try these? No.
Sprinkles.
I got an omelet for you. What's in that?
Eggs and milk.
Almond milk.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's move on to Teddy Mac. Teddy Mac was a smooth operator this episode, like in the majority of episodes.
He was doing the ultimate most. I mean, but he's still good.
It worked, though.
It worked.
Hey, look, I wasn't expecting him to turn up on Homeboy and slam him up against that car because he was trying to con him out of that money.
I didn't
for
see that coming. I didn't see that
coming. I'm like, Teddy Mac got balls.
Yeah, he's.
I hope he got his money back, too.
Right. Get your money back. That fool talk about he needs some money for his visa. Excuse me, you gonna tell me what a club at or no?
Right.
Dang, he was trying to get him though. Teddy Mac was like, boom.
Yeah, that threw me off.
Yeah.
Why did he want the club name so bad though?
See, that's okay. So at the beginning.
Because the girl is piecing the clothes together.
And why is he helping her?
Yeah. Like, if he didn't throw that money down, he wouldn't have said that. Yeah,
he's helping her to stay ahead of the game. Like how he caught that lady and let her know to be at the crib. He helping her to be ahead of the game to see what else she going to find out.
Why even place her in that? Why even give her that advantage of like knowing that? Because then she found the house.
But he said that when she gets too close, he's going to take her out.
He hasn't yet. She knows who he was with. Her sister was with on the night. She mentioned a Hispanic Latin guy or whatever, and some other person, and the white guy that died. So it's like now she at least has an idea of the two people that was with her sister the night that she was murdered. And I thought when Alejandra said that the camp got whatever that Teddy Mac was staying back because he wanted to help her piece everything together based off of him trying to get the name of the club. I thought that.
No, he was staying back to try to see what else she knew and how close she was going to get. That's why he asked Alejandro before he left because he was going to go with Alejandro because Alejandro was going to make him.
He didn't want to go.
But he was like, but he asked Alejandro, like, okay, so does Glitter Club ring a bell to you, you know? And so when Alejandro admitted to it, he like, yeah, I got to stay back and make sure she not finding out no more information because that was the club that they picked the girls up from.
Okay.
He needs to keep up.
He didn't need that, though. He literally could have ended it at, oh, you don't have the money for this guy to talk?
Yeah.
I don't got the money either.
I don't get why he...
Because he's trying to build a trusting relationship so that she could keep him around.
He already did.
Yeah.
He's already hanging out and going on the rounds and doing all that stuff with her. He's walking around. He didn't have to put out the money. He didn't have to put his hands behind his back.
I think he was doing the most.
He was about to leave. Like, he was talking her out of meeting this guy. Right. And so for him to, like... say, oh, well, I have the money for you, and, oh, let me beat you up so you tell me the place. It's kind of weird. Like, why were you so close to leaving, and now you want to know?
Because Teddy Mac all over the place. It's like he got a plan and he got a strategy, but he doing the most and doing the strategy. Just like how he got him, he puking on people and get himself beat up and put out the club.
Disgusting.
All, do all of that just for the girl to still want to go to the house.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, he needed to buy him some time so he could have his friend who he called at the club go to the house and dress up like she lived there. So he actually did need
that
to do
that. That was dope, man. Because I didn't know that was him. I didn't know he did that until you told me.
Just
I'm like, hold on. That's what he called.
See, my whole thing with the whole thing with him, what did he eat? Cigarette ash or something like that?
I almost
did. He ate the cigarette ash so he could get punched, basically.
So he could puke.
To make he just wanted to puke, but then he puked on a girl's face, and that's what got him punched.
See,
I feel... He did it on purpose, though.
Yes,
he did. He threw up on her face on purpose?
No.
He just threw up on purpose.
That is so nasty.
That was like, imagine that happened to you.
He drank the alcohol and acted like a drunk guy.
Like a drunk guy.
And got beat up instead of doing all that.
He really had to sell it.
He didn't even have to get beat up.
He had to puke on somebody's face and hair and all that.
He could have just...
Her makeup, her hair.
He could have just got really, really drunk and been like, I can't drive myself home. And right. He didn't have Uber, so she would have just drove him
I
home.
I didn't get the point of eating the cigarette.
You know what I think it is? The writers wanted to make
him.
No, the writers wanted to make it more epic for the episode.
It's just desperation.
It was the writers.
I guess they wanted to see, like, okay, you know, he gonna make this happen, you know? He can be nauseous from that. I don't know.
They wanted to make it more epic.
I ain't about to eat no cigarette ash.
Because if Teddy just followed what I would have done, it would have been a boring episode.
So what have you have done? Walk us through it.
First of all, I wouldn't thrown out $1,000 to the white dude in the first place, so we never would have gone to Club Glitter.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have just invited her to Starbucks. We would have had some mochas. We would talk about whatever life she has now, and I would just ease her out of it. Maybe pass her a doobie with some weed so she could, like, forget about her friend just dying. Play some video games. I know they got, like, Super Nintendo, something like that. But we would kick it, but it wouldn't be as interesting.
Atari.
It would just be me avoiding finding her friend. Instead of, like, actively trying to do it. And then when she gets to the house, being like, nope, psych, I got my friend over here who played that role very well. I knew it was up, though. When I seen her, I was like,
Yeah, really? As soon as she came out, I was like, okay.
I was confused.
Now I get what
And that's the
did.
Perfect person, too, because, like, a white lady threatening to call the police is, like, the scariest thing on earth.
Bro,
to another
for
white
sure.
lady?
Well, anybody, I don't care. Nah, because they got power. That's the scary. No, that's... Hey, hands up, I'm running. Like, shit. A white male calling the police? Alright, I might give him 5 minutes. White lady, I'm gone. Immediately.
Anyone say they're calling the police, I'm gone.
Yeah. I'm not even approaching that scenery. we won't even have to go there.
So Teddy made it happen, man. What's happening with Oso, though? What's happening with Oso?
He got some schemes and tricks up his sleeve.
You think Oso does?
I think so. Because when, you know, homeboy, when Pedro Daddy came, F Pedro, I can't deal with him, but when Pedro Daddy came
F Pedro, wait, why F Pedro? Come on, let it out.
Because he a whole
just leave
snitch.
It. No, go ahead, talk about
he
it.
He a whole snitch. I do not like him. Because I feel like he's jealous because his cousin is getting some booty and he not. And it's just like... I understand, you know, that you don't want nobody else to be a partner in your business, but if somebody is making the money that you can't make, then why are you mad? You need to shut up and deal with it and play your part and get your cut and chill. But he don't want to chill. He want to cause all this confusion. He want to start snitching and telling his daddy every single thing that brought him up and blew up the spot. Like, I'm just so appalled with him.
See, I think from Pedro's standpoint, I think from Pedro's standpoint, like, Oso and Lucia's her name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oso and Lucia, they side characters in his world anyways. I think Pedro wouldn't care if Oso died. I mean, he'd probably care a little bit if Lucia died.
Well, of course he would care if Lucia died.
I think he'd care a little bit. But the thing is Pedro looks at his father like a god. Like, Pedro's father runs all the operations. Mm-hmm. If Pedro's father dies, Pedro has no more power. Mm-hmm. If Lucia and Oso die, Pedro's still in the cut getting his check. You know what I mean?
See, I feel like I understand where Pedro's coming from. It makes sense. Like, I see why he's so mad and upset that his cousin cut him out over some guy that she just met.
Right.
But I think he went about it the wrong way, telling his dad.
Definitely.
Like, if he wanted to be the man, he should have done something with Oso and, like, confronted Oso about it or something about along those lines.
Oso would kick his ass!
I know, but you still need to stand up and be like, look, this is my business. This is my operation. You came into this. I brought you into this. You're not going to cut me out. Right. Like, he needs to stand his own ground.
He didn't
instead
cut
of
him
go,
out.
Well, cousin did, but that's a conversation that he needed to have with the
he
two
didn't,
of them.
She didn't
of
cut
going,
him out
he
either.
Out. He's just getting
she
the
got him
part
a
cut,
of
yeah.
the... They made him a partner instead
they
of
cut,
somebody that they was giving quarters to.
They cut his cut. So Oso's cut is going into what Pedro was originally going to have.
So Lucia's cut is the same.
Yeah, they're splitting it three ways,
they're
but
splitting it three ways.
Oso...
So Lucia's Pedro, making the most money here.
Probably. I don't know who's making the
most money. Because that's a problem.
That Lucy is well, making the most
yeah,
money.
Because
of course
Pedro's
she's making
dad is running
all
she's
the mastermind in all of this.
I mean, yeah, we see her the most dealing with
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, but Pedro's
so.
The plug. Without Pedro, that wouldn't be happening.
Pedro the plug?
Yeah, because Lucia's dad's about to die, and I don't feel like he has that much power anyways.
No, he's the weaker brother.
Yeah.
No, Pedro ain't the plug.
No, Pedro's the plug because
the plug.
Pedro's father is the one the bringing king. In this or these drugs for them to cut up.
Well, nevertheless, Lucia should have never
not.
Lied to Pedro when he...
Where are they getting the coke from?
They was buying the coke from Alejandro.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
got
the
daddy,
money.
The daddy just found out that they
from
was even doing this.
Pedro's father.
Okay, but still,
yeah,
Pedro's
it's coming
father,
from Pedro's father.
Yeah, without Pedro, you wouldn't have got that money. You wouldn't know the details to rob him or anything.
Lucia messed up by not being honest with him. Because
yeah.
once she did that, he felt like he had, like his hands were tied and he had to go to his father. But I kind of like that his father's stepping in a way. Like, I like that his character is kind of being more.
I don't.
I like the bats because their storyline was starting to get boring to me. Where it's like now it's like somewhat interesting that we have this
man. He's so scary. Like everybody got all the utmost respect for him, and they like shut down when he comes around. Like you see how she was.
He's running.
She was
cartel.
Running up
he's
on Pedro.
Crazy.
He's running the whole
she
cartel.
She was running up on Pedro. Then when his daddy showed up, she like.
He snaps his fingers, you die.
He's crazy.
He runs
yeah,
a cartel.
That makes plenty of sense. But
like, even also, no sir, no sir, never sir.
Well,
the whole time, and then when he walked away, he cussing him out.
Bitch.
I'm like, hold on.
Well, that's what he has to do.
Yeah, that's why I think Oso is up to something. That's what I was saying when I started this, that I think he got some, you know, tricks and up his sleeve because, you know, he's, you know, walking around. He finding out what they got going on. He done found the little horse den. And then he cussing out homeboy when he walk away. He got something in
what
his
I think,
plans. You know?
I think Pedro's dad is about to adopt Oso as another son.
Mm.
And he's going to bring him up. And Pedro's going to get jealous and somebody going to
no,
die there.
I think,
you don't think?
No,
he don't trust
my theory
Oso.
Behind it was that when Pedro's father was talking to him and asking him questions about his family, mm-hmm. he was asking to figure out if anything
I?
Were to happen to him,
who's
going to come looking for him.
Yeah.
And I think Oso realized that like he's not stupid. And that's why he cussed him out when he left. Because he's like, I'm on to you. Like, I know what you're about. So I don't think that he's
right,
trying to bring him
randomly.
In. I think he's just trying to figure out, okay,
like
if
that.
You go missing, is anyone going to be calling you?
I just feel a strong connection between just, like, being...
Ain't no connection.
Like,
it's fake. They don't have one.
No, here's the thing. I think eventually, maybe he doesn't recognize it now. I think Pedro's dad just recognizes the hustle and the grit and the killer mentality that Oso has. And he also is going to see, like, yo, if I pay him enough money... He's going to be, like, my top dog. Like, he already tackled homeboy to, you know, get Lucia into that one community.
Yeah, but his dad doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that, but I think, like, slowly but surely he's going to find out, like, yo, also a killer out here. Like, he could be my number one hitman.
The thing is, like, what all did Pedro tell him? Because maybe Pedro did already tell him that he took out the Max, and then he took out Enrique. Maybe he told him about everything.
He ain't gonna say that.
I don't think
he's not that dumb.
I think he told him about the money that they stole.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Then why he so mad?
Because it would come back to Pedro. Because he'd be like, well, why'd you tell me, Pedro?
It's his son, though. Like, and that's why she came in and was like, oh, so this is the operation you're running. You guys have a good setup here. And that's why he wants to be involved, because he knows his money started this. It's not because Oso and Lucia were having sex. I think it's because he knows his money is what started their whole little operation, and he's upset about that. And he could come to forgive his son for doing that because he came to him and told him I did X, Y, and Z. I'm sorry. Good night.
He should have came to him and told him when it first happened if he was going to tell the whole time. Right. Y'all didn't even have to take Enrique out. You could have just told on yourself right then and there when he had that family meeting. Like, I'm about to take one of y'all out. Mm-hmm. And you could have just sacrificed yourself if you was going to be a snitch. You need to sacrifice yourself.
No, but at that moment. Take Pedro out. No, at that moment, his dad was hot. Like, he probably. Yeah, that's not the time to tell the truth.
No. Not at all.
So, do you guys feel that Jerome is going to. I want to see Jerome prosper too. Like, now he's, joining forces with Franklin. He's still ain't with it, though. No, I think he's with it. He's with it.
Yeah. After Aunt Louie's whole little, like, I want to be rich in a debutante rant kind of thing. Yeah. I think he's.
Yeah. You sound like a little girl. She was folding.
I just hope they turn out okay. You know what I mean?
I did too. See, they're two characters that you do root for.
Because I feel like she might die.
I think that she might really get hooked.
She gonna get hooked on that crack.
No, I don't think she gonna die. She didn't hit it. Remember when she was like, "No,
that don't mean
she said I've hung out with them base heads.
Yeah,
okay. I'm not going there.
Oh,
she's not gonna.
So Aunt Louie smart.
She know about the base heads. She been to Oak Town. She knew that base heads. She said it. That's Oakland slang right there.
Oh, okay.
So she knew what was up. I just feel like she's going to die at some point in Jerome.
Why you keep trying to take her out?
I'm not trying to take her. I'm speaking facts. You over here doing fantasies.
You think Aunt Louie going to die?
I do.
I don't think so.
I could just see it. It's like that heart-wrenching moment, season finale type thing.
I think she lives a little bit longer. But I think it just speaks to, like, when she's talking about, like, how much money they can make and how much better their life can be and how it could be the world that they want it to be. It explains and it makes sense as to why Franklin's so about this life, because they want to create their own life and have that power in it.
Mm.
And I think that's what makes you like them and what makes you root for them. It's because you want to see them get out of this environment.
Yeah, and they're striving for better. It's just, look how they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Right.
I got a question. The waitress over at the club.
The glitter club.
Why?
She was bugging.
Why is she writing addresses on old receipts? And why does she still have the receipts?
Okay, right. It was like her
notebook.
Her notebook when she writes people's drink orders down. And so I think as they were leaving, they're like, oh, we'll be at X, Y, and Z.
And she wrote it down?
How else are they going to remember?
And kept the notebook. You ain't ran out of paper yet?
No, I'm saying she wasn't even about to go.
She said she was going to go, but she got mixed up with something.
Y'all see she all over the place.
Yeah, she was. No, I understand what she was
doing. Her brain be somewhere else every 5 seconds.
Okay, so she's been doing that. I'm sure she gets addresses every night.
She
really just remembered the address?
Well, I think she may have.
That was the only one she ever wrote down. That's what she said.
Attached to it.
Because she I don't write stuff down, but she knew that she wrote that one down.
It makes sense, but she was just really annoying. She was. If my sister was missing and you're talking to me about the aerobics classes you were taking and the Skittles that she always handed you, what are you doing?
Unnecessary details.
You are bugging. She was obnoxious.
I thought she played her. I mean, that's to be expected. She's a waitress. She probably hears people with crazy stories every night. She probably even halfway didn't believe her, but was just like, oh, you look really worried. I'll help you out. As a waitress in a club, you hear a lot of crazy stories.
I mean, I know, but this girl is, sad and is, really looking for some answers.
She was drunk at this point, though.
The waitress?
No.
Oh, yeah, but she's still, as soon as someone said, I know about your sister, she kind of, sobered up. Yeah. Oh, my God, you know about my sister. What happened? Where is she? Asking all these questions. She sobered up, and then this girl's like a floozy. Oh, my God, da, da, da. And it's really? give me the facts. I don't need to know about the dance class you guys took together.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think Alejandro's going to make it safely back to his camp and help him out? Because I feel like he's doing some Django type thing.
He is
I'm going back to my camp because I'm going to save the day. What's he going to do?
Save the day, but it's his wife's there. His wife, Yeah.
He has no. See, this is the 1980s. There's no Facebook, no MySpace.
He didn't even know she was okay. So it's
But they got phones. You get a phone call, right? Radio?
They're in the middle of the jungle.
How did he know they got hit? Somebody had to tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Well, Teddy said he wants to go down there
and check it out himself.
And if his wife's hurt or something, just be there for her.
I think he's trying to save the day. He had the, I'm going out, like a long
ranger.
Well,
what is he going to save? If it's already taken out.
But
he ain't saving a crack, though.
He had the attitude like... He had that attitude, like, I'm going to save my people. Like, he was like, I got to go.
Well, no, because Teddy was talking about the coke. He was like, this isn't about the coke. It's about his wife.
Yeah. That's love.
Portia,
I love.
You love love?
I do. He now, about to go get his woman.
We need to get Teddy Mac on track.
What do you mean, Teddy Mac
and his
on track?
Lady
what?
And his child.
First of all, Teddy Mac is about to smash on
the girl. He talking about I'm separated.
He gonna get with her.
I thought he wasn't gonna claim his baby.
Yeah,
I thought, thank you.
Yeah, say that's your nephew.
I thought he was gonna be like, oh yeah.
Yeah, he paused and thought about it. He did. I was like, no, just say you don't know. Just
no, that's your nephew.
That's your nephew, right? Like,
just a random baby I picked up. Like, so I took a picture.
It's like you do only have one photo. He didn't have many photos in his apartment.
No, that's right. The one that was there.
Yeah. I thought he was going to get it in. I was kind of hoping. I was pulling for Teddy Mac to just be like, you know what? We'll go in the morning.
Well, that would have been the perfect distraction to not get her to go. Was true. To seduce her.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was what he was trying to do.
After throwing up on someone else?
No. Before that. When she said, the line when she says, I'll get him a shot, anything but tequila. And he looked at her and he was like, I'll take a tequila. That was, I'm smashing tonight. That was that. Because, you know, females like a little bit of defiance. Just a little bit. Not too much. They like a little bit of defiance. So when he said it, like, all cocky, like, oh, nah, you know what? Give me a tequila. She looked back at him like, ooh. He was like, yeah, I got you.
Wow.
Like how?
Ooh.
That's,
like, ooh,
that's
no,
when
you
know Teddy Mac was.
You ever heard that song? Like, ooh. Yo, that hey, girl, hey, yeah. Look, ooh. Now, she that. Get that look. No?
No.
It's because you love love.
Yeah.
You just going to fight strong for that. You want Teddy Mac's old baby mama with Picasso drawings back in his life?
Stop coming on his son with his drawings.
I'm just speaking facts.
And don't be doing that, boy, like
this. I'm speaking facts. Picasso was a great man. He's famous. We still talking about him.
Okay. Cool.
His son could be famous and have other black people talk about him in the future. I don't know.
You are a character. Can we just say a prayer for Leon, though?
Yes, let's say a prayer.
Let's say a prayer.
Leon's dead. All right, y'all can say a prayer.
Father God, please don't let Leon die.
R.I.P.
Oh, we rebuked that.
R.I.P.
Lord, please let him live. Heal his body.
Please let the ambulances.
Amen.
Please let the ambulances come quicker to the hood. Yeah. 1980s.
Right. They was there. They was
no,
there on time.
No, you didn't see him. You just heard the noises as the credits rolled.
But like, yeah, it did take a little bit.
I believe he's going to live because we just prayed for him.
You just prayed for him?
Yes.
You better pray for the writers.
They can't take Leon out.
I hope he makes it.
I think he's going to make it. And I think it's going to make I think it's going to make him harder.
Faith.
I think he's
hopefully
gonna be,
it'll make
he's
Franklin
gonna be
appreciate him.
Leon's gonna and be what he's done. Leon's gonna be in a wheelchair.
Franklin appreciated him when he reminded him to go get that crack because the police on the way.
Leon's gonna be in a wheelchair and he's gonna keep bringing it up every episode. Like, yo, I'm in a wheelchair because of you, cuz.
Dang, now that's
give me
messed
some
up.
More money, man. You, man, it's over some Converse, man. You should open up your door, man. I was out there, son. No,
he was
you wasn't.
Losing a lot of blood.
Yeah, he was. Bled through the T-shirt.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Why did Franklin run through the house? What was that?
He was looking for
what
the
you
crack.
Mean? He was looking for all the places to hide the crack.
Why is he hiding the crack?
Because the
in
police
case
are
they
coming.
Come in the house and search.
Because it's a crime scene, or it's essentially a crime scene.
Yeah, they got to search everything.
Look around, and they had the crack just kind of hanging out in his bedroom. Was it?
Up under the bed. That ain't hiding.
Yeah.
So did he jump into somebody else's window?
That was
the neighbor's house.
Yeah, I think so.
And he just hit his backpack?
Because he jumped over the fence and then he went into the house. And
hey, y'all
Leon
think it was
a
male house?
Yeah,
Male lives that close?
I think they're neighbors.
Or maybe, yeah, she do. She live next door.
I know
she
that
live
she's
right
on the,
next door.
I know she's on the block, but I don't know. It was definitely a female's closet.
Wasn't it the house next door, though?
That he jumped into?
Yeah. And she know what's up when she see that backpack. I think she got his back, for sure.
Okay.
Unless her daddy, the cop, go into his room.
Yeah, that's
not go into her room checking stuff.
That's not, that wouldn't be good.
Oh, look, infamous Leon. Or Lion. He said, pray for Leon.
Yes.
All right. Shouts out to you, man. Predictions.
This gets me every time. You're after Buzz TV. Predictions. So I think Leon's going to live because we prayed for him.
R.I.P. Leon.
I second that.
Praise God.
Salute.
And then I predict that this whole thing is going to make Franklin a lot of money, and I believe that he's gonna probably try to take Lenny out but keep Ray Ray. I think he's gonna pull Ray Ray onto the team and have him out there slanging for him. I think Claudia gonna want to cut of this new crack stuff because she gonna want it in her club because she gonna be needing people to get high. And I think Ivy is gonna eat his words. He gonna want to cut of this too. He gonna want to either stop selling the coke to either stop giving the coke to homeboy so that he could, you know, figure out how he needs to be on and popping with some more money, or he's just gonna, you know, try to get in with the get in. But yeah, he gonna eat his words. Oso and Lucia, they gonna become like a two band team, and they gonna be running for their lives because Pedro and Eddie gonna be after them. Oso gonna take Pedro out, please, Lord.
You praying a lot. You praying for someone to live and die in the same prayer. Lord,
okay, I take that back. But you know what, Pedro, you ain't gotta die. Just get hit by a car. You ain't gotta die.
Dang. You with some
ruthless.
Death on.
You are ruthless.
Man, when 50 Cent was making all the songs, he's talking about you. I predict Frankie gonna get his whole community hooked on that crack, and we gonna see a lot of people at the basketball courts not playing basketball, waiting for the rock. I think the girl who's offering up free Frosties, she's going to come through on that deal one day. And Kevin's going to get some free Frosties from Wendy's.
He didn't take it, though. Have.
Yeah, not the first time.
They both going to be strung out together.
She's going to be back every day with that Frosty thing. And one day she's going to mess around and bring some Frosties. And he's going to be like, all right, fine, I'll give you $2 off for that Frosty. And then, boom, Kevin's going to be on Frosties. I think Oso is gonna somehow become cool with Pedro's dad, and it's just gonna be like,
he gonna turn on him.
No, right. I think Oso and Pedro's dad is gonna work together. I think it's gonna work out. I think at first it's gonna be like Pedro's dad's trying to get rid of Oso, but eventually after seeing Oso persevere through, because I mean Pedro's probably gonna have people or goons go out after Oso, they gonna come back all bloody like, what, Oso did this to you? Like, yo, put Oso on my squad. Because normally, when you the head honcho and you see somebody else like knocking out your goons, you like, bruh, like, come on, work with me.
Okay.
And I think Teddy Mac gonna continue macking. I think he's gonna smash his white female that he's bamboozing all throughout the town. I was about to say Hollywood, but he ain't Hollywood.
He gonna have to take homegirl out.
What you mean?
He gonna have to take her out. Remember, he said if she started knowing too much, he gonna take her out. And I believe it's gonna get to that point.
Oh, he's not gonna take her out.
I think he's starting to feel bad about what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think he's gonna admit?
I don't know if he's gonna admit, but I think he is definitely not gonna stop. I don't know.
I think he's
feeling guilty about the situation.
I think he's gonna help her through the grieving process very smoothly.
This girl's a distraction.
She is. No, she is.
To his whole setup.
Yeah, she is. I think it's gonna cause problems for him down the line. But my prediction has to do with Lucia, Oso, and Pedro. I think that Lucia's father is going to die, and that with his death, people are going to start to align themselves with Lucia and see that Pedro's father is a little bit crazy and kind of split their little cartel, and that Lucia is going to build up a little army with Oso and kind of go to war with Pedro and Pedro's father. That's what I think.
Army.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a little cartel.
An army of old ladies from the church.
No. With Lucia's father passing away, I think people are gonna align themselves and from Pedro's father's group with Lucia because they have respect for her father and for her, and like maybe something happens and they don't like how Pedro's father does business. So I think somehow she's gonna get some people to back her and she's going to try to break off and do her own thing. That's going to make Pedro's father mad, and then they're going to try to kind of, like, have, like, an internal civil family war. It'll be like a
Bonnie and Clyde type thing.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to break off from Pedro's father. After her dad dies.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. That's a lot.
I like that.
I think that might happen.
My prediction is simple. I still think Kenny.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Man, you're the reason why I keep thinking his name's not Kevin.
Kevin is going to be hooked on that pipe.
For sure.
And it's going to happen sooner than later.
For sure.
Leon, he's going to survive.
He's going to survive.
And I feel like this situation will bring him and Franklin closer. It'll make Franklin appreciate him more. And make him realize everything that Leon does for him. And I just hope that... I feel like this episode alone, Franklin bossed up. And I like that. And I need him to keep doing that if he's going to be on top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now all of a sudden we like Franklin.
I've never not liked Franklin.
We just don't like what he's doing.
Yeah.
But you appreciate the fact that he's bossing
up. If he's gonna do this, he needs to do it the right way.
So if he's gonna mess up the community, he needs to do it like a boss. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Either you're gonna be all the way wrong or all the way right.
Okay. That's basically what I was trying to say in the beginning.
No, that's not.
I still don't want him to do it.
We don't know what you was old.
I was on that good Slurpee, okay?
Okay. What flavor did you have today?
I had pina colada.
Uh-huh. Very nice. Do you ever mix Slurpee flavors?
I like banana and pina colada together, but when today they had the banana and it wasn't like ready. It was like real liquidy. I don't like that.
Yeah,
so I had to go pina colada.
Any crazy...
Crackhead Chronicles this week. Did I see anything? She was probably a crackhead. I seen this lady get like butt naked on the Green Line Metro. Like,
excuse me.
She got butt naked. She took off her clothes like on the
Franklin
Metro.
Franklin did it. It was that crack.
Nothing.
I didn't ask her. I didn't say, "Ma'am, why are you taking off your clothes?" She just took off her clothes, and then at the next train stop, she left her clothes on the metro and walked off the train.
Was she on something or she was regular?
I don't know. First of all, I was not asking these questions.
Does she look regular? You can know what somebody look like.
You know what happened? I seen her taking off clothes. I was like, you know what? I should record this on Instagram. I was like, nah, you'll get banned for that. So I stood up. And I walked to the other side of the metro because she smelled like shit, too. And I was just looking at her like, oh, my gosh, she's really doing it. And half of the metro didn't even realize it. And it was really funny because the people who were sitting around her didn't really realize it until she threw one of her shoes out the window. And everybody looked. And it was like, oh, it's a naked fat crackhead on the metro. Oh, and then she walked off and left all her clothes. I don't know where she was going.
I think we need to say a prayer for the world, too. Not just Leon today.
Not just Leon. Yeah. But everybody on the metro.
Let's spread this love.
Hey, man, it keeps me entertained. You know, it's free entertainment.
Oh, Lord.
All right, you heard it here, folks. Once again, my name is Emmanuel Wright. You can check me on all social medias at DerWitz. That's DRWITZ. Yeah, it's German. Yeah, who cares? Also on Instagram, I'm Young Camel Toe.
Thank y'all so much for watching. I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me on Twitter at @TheLBPlaybook and on Instagram at @C_S Jones.
And I'm Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.